Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, good morning, Upstate. One more hour before the next radio show. It never ends. Radio never ends. It's like the infinite universe. Radio never ends. This is the Tara Show. I will be back here on Monday. There's, you know, that fair warning to those of you who hate that part where they go special guest host. Ingalls Markets Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning Text Line is 71307. But first,
Viva el Presidente!
Okay, let's talk a little bit about this now. I'm sure you've already lamented, as have I. You remember when they came to us and said, we need everyone to stay home and lock in for 15 days to flatten the curve.
Right, yeah.
And we did it. We volunteered. We said, okay, we're all in. We're behind you. We're going to do this. We don't want to overrun the hospitals and everything else. But then that turned in, especially in Greenville. Do you remember this? When Mayor Knox White started telling us we should all stay away from downtown because a lot of the first responders live down there and we're going to make them sick. Do you remember that part?
There was that
when they basically barricaded off the sidewalks. And you begin to get into this clock, this tick-tock, where you begin to wonder how long can these small businesses last when they're not allowed to do any business?
Yeah.
I think that was a gigantic waste. I think it was all predicated on fear.
Yes.
And, but as facts began to emerge, instead of, and the other part is this, they've never leveled with us about this. Why should we listen to anything they have to say?
Well, I think that much of the pandemic shutdowns drug out far too long, and there was ample mounting evidence as we went through this that they were not, to say the least, were not as nearly as effective as officials were believing that they would be. And in reality, they are some of those that are still continuing are, you know, have long since outlived their usefulness. And I think also we prove that no matter what the medical condition is of the populace, you can't shut an economy down.
Yeah.
And this
not have one.
And that's the thing. And quite honestly, I am very, very concerned about the future economic status of this country because of this rampant printing of money that doesn't exist. That's not backed by anything that, the doling out of all of this. It's like yesterday. And I can't criticize the governor for taking the money. But let's just think about this for a moment. The state of South Carolina is going to take $360 million from the federal government in American Relief Fund money that is supposed to be for COVID-19 relief.
What's he going to do?
Simply because the state claims that it lost over $400 million in revenue. That is how you can justify it according to the way this law was written. That if a state can justify that it lost revenue, even though we had a surplus, that if it lost revenue due to COVID-19, that it can take that money and use it for basically whatever reason. It's a slush fund. It is literally a slush fund. And listen, I agree that I-26 should be, you know, fixed and widened and all of that. But you think of all these projects all over the country that really have nothing to do with the pandemic, with COVID-19, that have nothing to do with the current circumstances that we're in, that are all lumped into this big omnibus spending bill that is called the American Relief Fund. And it is going to be something that we're going to be paying for generations.
Well, I think that was probably done in large part so that they could, I was waiting on New York State and California to go bankrupt. But now they're not going to go bankrupt because they've been saved, haven't they? They've been bailed out.
The federal government will be, but of course the federal government on paper won't look like it's bankrupt because it can simply print more money.
Sure.
States cannot do that.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the thing.
Now, I want to say one more thing, though. Don't get me wrong. I am not criticizing Governor McMaster for taking the money. So I don't want people to say, you're being hypocritical. No, I'm not. When you've got idiots that are handing you money, what are you going to do? I mean, if you turn down the money, then you're going to be held accountable for, well, you had an opportunity to get the money, Governor, to widen the interstate or to build more hospitals or more schools or whatever it is, public service thing that you're wanting to do. You didn't take the money. Every other state was taking it. Why didn't you take it? So that would have been the criticism if he hadn't. So I'm not blaming the governor for taking it. Don't get me wrong. But anyway, we're just making a huge mistake here.
Well, yeah, that's the other part of the problem. We're watching it happen.
Oh, yeah.
In slow motion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That train wreck that we're watching here, just in slow motion, as you see the steam locomotive that is collapsing upon itself as it impacts the other steam locomotive heading the other direction at high speed.
Do you think there's going to be a time when America looks up one day and says, we want to, and all of America, not just parts of it, because there's, right now I'll be walking down the street and I don't wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask.
No, I'm not wearing a mask outside.
I'm not wearing a mask. But there'll be somebody wearing a mask. And if they want to wear a mask, that's fine.
Yeah, fine. Go right ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
I'm not a leper. I don't have I'm not carrying the plague. I'm not Typhoid Mary. As a matter of fact, even if I had it and you stayed away from me,
right,
you're probably going to end up with it anyway.
But at some point, the way it's looking, yeah.
I mean, like I've said this many times, because I believe the natural immunity you get from having it and surviving it is better than the vaccinated immunity you get.
See, that's what I want to know, and I'll put it this way: I have heard anecdotal evidence of someone recently that was believed to have had it and has now gotten it again. Now, I cannot prove that, and I'm not going to reveal my sources.
Sure.
I'm just anecdotal information that I'm hearing like second and third hand.
Right.
But this is a person that is believed to have had it that now has it again.
Is it a mutation?
That's what I want to know. Was it the alpha variant? Was it the first one the first time? And now is it the delta variant, or whatever? And then I'm reading all kinds of things from, it looks like to be, reputable sources, the medical sources, that these mutations are going to continue. There's some who blame the mutations on the vaccine. There's some who blame the mutations on there not being people who are vaccinated. I think it could seriously be both, as long as you've got hosts that can, can get the disease, whether they're vaccinated or not. It's just going to depend on what type of mutation that you're going to wind up with. And then there's going to be further mutations down the line, and there are some legitimate scientific medical experts that are saying there's a coming variant that is probably going to be not susceptible at all to any type of vaccination.
Right.
I'm not trying to scare folks. It's just like that's the way these things
go. Well, you can't. And this is the thing. I take the position of the Atlanta Rhythm section. I'm not going to let it bother me tonight.
Yes. Remember it well. Saw them live several times.
Yeah. We got to get back to living.
Yeah.
We got to get back to living, because this not living and this not doing means we're not winning. We need to be winning.
Yeah, and this is the point that I've been making with Tara several times. And there's been some officials who also have been echoing this as well. it's time that, I'm not saying we should not try to develop vaccines and we should not try to develop vaccines for further variants, but it's time we put a real effort on curing the disease. I mean, you know, doing something to treat the disease in the people who have it now. We need more people to survive.
Yeah.
And granted, we are seeing a horrific amount of deaths. There's no question. These
are. Do you think they're all COVID deaths?
I do not know. I do not know.
See, that's the problem.
And I think that there have been documented times, and I'm not saying this is all, and I'm not saying it's most, but there are documented times when there are people that are said to have died of COVID when they simply died with COVID. And I realize to the folks that have lost loved ones, who cares? But it does make a difference.
It does make a difference.
And,
but I mean,
and as far as policy is concerned, whether it's economic or medical or whatever,
they completely lost me when John Glenn's widow died at 106 in 2020.
Yeah.
And they said, oh no, another COVID-related death.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, there has to be a little dose of sanity injected into some of these calculuses.
Well, I just want there to be accuracy and objectivity. That's what I really want, is accuracy and objectivity.
We need to just go ahead and start our own country right now today, El Presidente.
I've been wanting to do that for some time.
Find a place. We'll make an offer on it.
I lack the real estate.
Well, we got to buy that. You know, we got to buy that. Maybe we could get Henry McMaster to loan us some money.
Some of that American Relief Plan money.
There you go. All right. Thank you, sir.
Viva El Presidente!
New country in the making. All right, there in front of you. When we get back, I'm going to tell you how bad I am tired of not winning anymore. This is 106.3 WORD.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ingles Market Talk Line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Excuse me. You know, I lamented at the beginning of the show that the last time we really coalesced as a country and became one people was 9/11. If you know of another time, I would love to, I would consider it, but for me, that's what it was. So since that day, We became a country of losers. A country of ne'er-do-well half-steppers who look around at everything turning to junk and shrug and go la-di-da. I don't think that's all of us, but it's a lot of us. The lack of winning bothers me. I like winning. I don't want to be a loser. And I think most of you would concur with that. And for that reason, we can hope that the lack of winning is likely to mean a ballot box nightmare in 2022 and beyond. So we can avoid total collapse for a while. If we can do that, we just might get out of this. And a lot of the leftist fascists and pinko simps are mad because we patriots chose the occasion of the death via the gross incompetence of the people. Say the same leftist fascists and pinko simps put in office of 13 troops to point out how much the left sucks. And they can stay mad because that fussy fury is amusing to me. And we're going to keep telling the truth, no matter how mad it makes you. Most of us didn't grow up in a failing America. Most of us came of age not in that ugly interregnum between when the leftist shot Kennedy and when the leftist lost to Reagan, when only a few high points like putting a dude on the moon broke a nearly 2-decade losing streak. I did, and it sucked. But the new generation is, and it's going to suck, at least until January 2025, when President DeSantis is sworn in and takes his unholy vengeance. And I am so looking forward to that unholy vengeance. Because Americans like winning. They like it a lot. And it seems to have been bred out of some of our inept elite. It still exists as a defining characteristic of normal Americans. I don't want us to be a country like Germany. Where they, you know, in Germany, when we were in Germany, we spent so much money putting together the defense of Germany and NATO in the event of World War III on the European landmass, that they were able to build up their welfare state to the degree it was gigantic. And it got to the point to where they had more people retiring than they had putting money in. So then they had to start bringing in these immigrants who turned out to be Islamists. And now they have little events that happen in, you know, and a lot of the German, you know, a lot of women get raped at these events and everything else. And they're trying, you know, there's parts of Germany now that are almost totally Islamic. Reagan spoiled us. Bush won. Well, what did you expect from a Bush? Reagan's glory endured past President Read My Lips through President Doing Other Things with Lips to President Bush 2. Then Bush redux all on the establishment managed to lead to the Wall Street meltdown, and Obama kept it melting down. It was a brief downturn, but then came Trump, applying the principles of someone who's not a total loser, and he brought the winning back. And now Biden has treated winning like it was Old Yeller. And now we have loss after loss after loss. And thanks to the adults in the room, right? The kids, we're not at the kids' table no more. This is the adults. And it's not like we didn't warn the mean tweet phobes that this would happen. We knew that winning takes more than a daily tongue bath by the press. Winning takes not being a senile buffoon looking for the Matlock Marathon with a love of leftist cliches and delusions of adequacy. in this, President Asterisk is uniquely unqualified. This result was entirely predictable. But how is this perpetual losing going to sit with the voter pool that is generally used to being the citizens of a superpower instead of a stupor power? And for me, it's sitting badly. I hope it's sitting badly for you, because if this is tolerable, if this is acceptable, if this is okay with you, then we are done for. We're doomed to be a footnote in future history books, assuming they have footnotes in Mandarin. The test to see if we will demand winning or if we will embrace the suck and move into a crappy apartment with it are coming. They're coming. We'll talk about what those are going to be when we get back. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ingles Market Stock Line, 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. Interesting little thing happening on the text line, talking about Biden and everything. And like somebody said, well, you peg him for a Matlock fan. I think he likes Scooby-Doo. And I replied, do you think he talks like Scooby-Doo when nobody's watching? But it's an interesting thing because this is the spin-up to Biden himself being incompetent, the whole 25th Amendment thing and everything else. And some of you are concerned about what do you think Kamala Harris does? Well, let me explain to you what happens, I think, if they remove Biden. Removing Biden would be a political mistake for the left. Because first you remove Biden. Then Kamala Harris is sworn in as president. Then Mitch McConnell steps in and effectively blocks whoever the incoming vice president might be. And then the leftist agenda dies for the remainder of this particular term because it never makes it past the Senate because there's no longer a tiebreaker vote in the Senate. And then the most important, politically powerful man in the United States becomes Mitch McConnell. And I used to worry about that. But I mean, Kamala is, she is the height of incompetence, and she doesn't even have senility to fall back on as an excuse. Nobody likes her. Her parents don't like her. So, you know, I'm not too worried about that. What happens if they take Biden out of being the president? Well, that effectively kills everything they've got planned till 2024. Effectively. The other problem they've got is very shortly we're about to swing into campaign season, and a lot of these people are going to be like, this will be where I believe Liz Cheney's going to have to put her her resume in at The View. I'm sure they'll take her. Maybe she can take Adam Kinzinger with her. Maybe Mitt Romney as well. I don't know. But we're going to see what we see. And we in South Carolina, we need to have a heart-to-heart with old Lindsey, don't we? We need to sit him down and say, you know, you showed us a lot of promise during the Kavanaugh hearings, dude. I was impressed. I was impressed with your outrage. But then that whole insurrection thing, that just sort of, that brought you down, didn't it? It took you off of your off your high. And you got to operate that way again, pal. You got to operate that way again. Because this next go-around, we need to ensure that we get some results out of these yahoos. And when we get President DeSantis or President Trump, it doesn't matter to me. President Trump, if it's President Trump, that's fine. If his time is passed, that's fine too. Thanks for the memories, dude. You kicked it. You kicked that fourth point of contact all over the place. You showed the way. You made a new template for politics. Outcome-based politics. Performance-based politics. You actually went out there and did some things that we've always been told has to be committees and hearings and studies and hearings and studies and committees, and then nothing ever comes of it. I mean, when you think about it, most of your politicians don't do anything for you. They don't ever propose any legislation, and they never see it all the way through. But I'm not too worried about them. I'm not too worried about President Harris. President Harris would be the end of the Democratic Party. And don't they need to be ended? Will Bill? Listen. Then we'll be a one-party rule. We'll be ruled, but I don't know. I don't know. I used to a guy that I call my producer, who allowed life to get to him, that killed himself when I was on the air in Columbia. He used to look at me and he'd tell me that there wasn't a dime's worth of difference between a Republican and a Democrat. And at the end of the day, when you look at their effectiveness, actually there is to a certain degree, because the Democrats are always about passing something. They're always proposing something. Whereas the Republicans, and I mean, I'll give you the best, I'll give you the very best example I can give you. When Trump was elected, everybody thought that nobody was going to go against gun rights. And thus, in the gun industry, began the Trump slump, as they called it. And nobody was buying guns. Everybody had bought enough AR-15s to choke a planet when they thought it was going to be President Hillary, because they all thought that she was going to ban them and there'd be this rush to buy them. And for the first year of Trump's presidency, the entire AR-15 market cratered. But that was never going to be that way. And what we should have been doing in that time when Trump was president and Ryan was the Speaker of the House and McConnell was the majority leader in the Senate, we should have been passing laws irrespective of what the Democrats wanted, not caring what everybody else called out for, doing what we wanted to do, because we earned it. We earned that right to do that. That's the way this works. That's the way they operate. We got to operate that way again. We got to be winners again. But we didn't do that. And the gun industry and the gun community as a whole, in my opinion, we sat back way too much when we should have been shoring up the right. Because for a lot of people in my particular neck of the woods, it's a one-issue thing, because the Second Amendment is the window by which the other articles of the Bill of Rights managed to survive because of that Second Amendment. I mean, it is sacred. Being able to own a gun means you're free. You may not believe that, You may think that's too simplistic, but it's very true. But that's a good example, because complacency set in when Trump won. And we weren't paying attention, were we, when the right was not doing anything that they should have been doing. We were just sitting back going, well, we took care of that, didn't we? And unfortunately for the politically connected, for those of you that are engaged in politics and it matters what happens to the country and everything, there's never a day where this fight doesn't stop or where it doesn't continue, simply because it's always going to go back and forth. It's always going to go back and forth. I mean, the left was really seriously, you know, they really intended for Trump to lose. So they set about, and then they even published an article about it in the, Newsweek or Time or whatever it was, where they said we had to make sure the outcome of the election was the proper one, which was, and now even Joe Biden is walking around right now believing that he got more votes than Barack Obama. And say what you want to say about Barack Obama, that dude knew how to campaign. Joe Biden was in a basement the whole time. He wasn't campaigning. When we get back, we'll go over the things that we need to do, that we need to watch to make sure we get back on the winning track. This is 106.3 WORD. Oh, how festive. Ah. Ingles Markets talk line is 1-800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. For those of you that like what I do, if you want to go check it out, it is carried here at WORD. It's called Lock and Load with Bill Frady. It comes on at 10 p.m. on Sunday, I think. I am trying to, at some point, I hope to be in a better time slot, but it is available as a podcast here locally as well. It's 5 days a week. 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern, if you're interested. How do we become winners again? Well, the first thing coming up is the California recall, and that would be a plum. If we could look up and say, hey, Governor Larry Elder, go for it, brother. I mean, I'm good with a radio host running a state. That would be a good way to start it. And if California says, oh, hell no to failure, then Virginia probably would too in November. And then the whole country would in 2022. And then again in 2024. And this depends really if America votes for winning. Now, President Asterisk and his Asterisk administration, which is a great way to put it, I guess that would be the, anyway. They're the ones that sent out this message, you know. And it's the occasion of their utter failure in Kabul. They didn't mean to point out their utter failure in Kabul, by the way. This should be a time of silent reflection, they command, or at least of the silencing of critics who would dare to point out the blood staining those factory lounge hacks' soft, girlish hands. We're not supposed to utter the obvious, that we have a bunch of incompetents running things and they are to blame. Instead, we're supposed to be hushed by the sight of the clock watcher in chief checking his Rolex as the young Americans he had killed were carried out of that C-17. See, if I said that on social media, I'd be banned. But I'm not on social media. And I'll pass on that. I'll pass on watching all that stuff all the time. This is not only the time to let him and his coterie of pompous jerks have it, but we have to do it figuratively with both barrels. And they don't get to dodge this one at all. Hilariously, after we've been told, whenever we have sent thoughts and prayers at one of these outrageous rampage atrocities against humanity, they have trotted that out there. We've been told that's not enough. But they trot that out there as if it's some sort of talisman that would drive us back into our churches and leave them uncritiqued. But I'm getting sort of tired of playing this stupid game. Every time some scumbag, most of them leftists, went on a murder spree, we got to hear about how right then was always the critical time to bring up taking away guns of Americans who had nothing to do with the murders. Think of the children they demanded. Forget the thoughts and prayers. Think of the children. You hate the children. What about them? What do you think about those children getting passed over that barbed wire fence as the Taliban executioners were closing in and watching who was doing that? Oh, yeah, that's different. I get that. Yeah. That doesn't support the left-wing agenda of transforming an armed, free American citizenry into a rabble of disarmed, gagged serfs. So you don't get to do that one. Remember, the rules are flexible. They bend over backwards for the left. They want us silenced right now because right now is when the attention of the whole country is turned toward the total failure between our eyes. And they can't have what they want. Very shortly, we're going to get to see how Biden handles what's had the storm in Louisiana. And I'm sure there'll be people that compare this to what happened with Bush when Katrina came in. We'll see how he handles it. But there's one thing we got to keep doing, and we can never stop doing this. And no matter what happens, and this is going to take a little bit of fortitude for some of us, we have to continue to speak the truth always, loudly, and clearly. No matter how sad it makes the people who should be thinking and praying over their own complicity. We can never, ever let them shout us down. We can never, ever let them talk to us and tell us things about how we're doing this and we're going this way and we're that way. And forget that. Forget all of that. They're not our masters. They are a representative government put in place to govern by the consent of the governed. For some people, there's some people that don't think that's actually the way it is today, and that means you're probably not interested in making them see it that way. I am. So we'll see. We'll see what we get. And for all of you that have been texting me, what about the rigged election machines? Do you think that's going to happen again to where nobody's going to stand in the way of that? Do you think they have that much in them to do that again? That was a very heavily coordinated effort that they did last time. Very heavily coordinated. They did it from a bunch of different angles. Sometimes it was machines. Sometimes it was the ballots. Sometimes it was how they counted the ballots. I mean, they were unorganized like Antifa. So we're not at the election yet. So are you just going to stand? Are you going to go vote and then sit back and go, "Oh, it's rigged. We're not going to. They're going to take it away from us again." Are we just going to let that happen? I'm not going to be letting that happen. I'm willing to play by their rules. The only problem is I'm more capable of handling their rules than they are. Just like you, you're more capable than they are. Coming up next, it's the Vince Coakley radio program. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.